views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
To my unborn child. To my unborn child, in case I don't make it. Just remember, to my daddy unborn child. To my unborn. Now, ever since my birth, I've been cursed since I'm born to wild, in case I never get to holler at my unborn child. Many things learned in prison, blessed and still living, trying to earn every penny that I'm getting. And reminiscing to the beginning of my mission, when I was conceived, they came to be in this position. My mama was a panther lab, single parent, but she proud when she witnessed baby boy rip a crowd to school. But I dropped out and left the house, cause my mama say I'm good for nothing. So I'm out since I only got one life to live. God forgive me for my sins, let me make it, and I'll never steal again or live again. My only friend is my misery, wanting revenge for the agony they did to me. See, my life ain't promised, but it sure gets better. Hope you understand my love better to my unborn child.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Sandow Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all today. Today is Monday, February 8, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to this show. And everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network so that this network can continue to grow and all of the networks and all of the programs that are here brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network can grow equally, because it's so needed, especially in these times. In these times that we are in, I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on what's been going on, some very, very tumultuous times that we are going to continue to experience, and this is just the beginning. So you're going to need a great place in order to get good information where the people are sincere and they care mainly about you, your family, and our overall community at large. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. So critical that we do. Make monetary donations. You can even donate your time. You can donate your professional services. Just reach out and do something so that we can all collectively move together through these trying times and these challenging times that are going to be laid before us together. And that way we can assure that we will all be in a better position so that we can develop our own direction, our own foundation, and our own desires, that we can live the way the great creator God Almighty intended us to live, free and independent. Also, go to Facebook and check us out, Tando Radio Show on Facebook. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio, T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook, and check out some of the articles that we posted there and see what's going on in the world, and it's not just, you know, just my, some of the things that I put there. It's not always the stuff that is commonplace or what's talked about. It's not a lot of the mainstream stuff, but just some of the things that I think is very, very important for you to know about, that you aren't being told or being made aware of, so that you can have your own self-determining decisions and objectives and opinions, and more importantly, directions from those things. Okay, so let's check out what's there since our last show on Friday. And on Saturday, there was a earthquake in Taiwan. It was a 6.4 earthquake that was pretty devastating. Posted it there. You can see it there on Tando Radio Show. And it was by RT. Check out that article. Read what's going on there so that you'll know. And you can see the overall destruction of Taiwan that took place there. So it was a 6.4 earthquake in Taiwan. And that's always something that you, especially if you're in seismic areas, you need to be prepared for that and see how that is. And that's a totally different style of preparation. You need to really look at where you are, where you live, and where you work, and so many other things. Not only do you have to look at where you live and work, you have to look at your overall routes to and from home to work in the different places, because in an earthquake, everything is destabilized, and you have to know ways around, you know, just for such destabilization, because, you know, once buildings start to collapse, there's no way in the world that transportation is going to get through. And you need to be thinking about that. And not only that, the broad destruction, you need to have the proper attire to deal with that. Even if yours is totally, taken away from you because, unfortunately, like this building collapses, apartment collapses, there are some things that you still should be thinking about if you live in those areas. So check that out. It's there in Kando Radio Show. Next, very telling article, very important. This one comes from www.governorsmeetofnewyork.gov. There's a statement from the Governor Andrew M. Cuomo regarding Indian Point nuclear facility. Indian Point nuclear facility basically was leaking tritium into the water supply and into the groundwater. And let me tell you, one of the things about tritium is this. Once it gets into the water supply of any kind, that's it. It's over. You cannot get it out. It will always be there, and it will always be harmful to anyone that comes in contact with it. So check out that article. This stuff is continuing to happen all over. Once again, the water source has been compromised. It's been being compromised for so long because I believe there's an agenda. There's a conspiracy agenda that's at hand, and there's no one that's approved that otherwise based off of the evidence and the conditions in which we clearly see now. These aren't just coincidences or mistakes or things that just haphazard accidents. These are intentional in nature, and because they are, there's no way in the world that any form of nuclear reactor needs to be held on this planet at all for anything. And it's done for a reason, because it's a destabilizer, and it overall affects your DNA, your RNA, and your overall complete being and living as a physical entity. So believe me, it was known what this stuff was all about way before, and it went ahead to put it there because it was a design agenda, and it gave you an plausible deniability in the whole thing was that they were telling you that it was providing energy. But what it didn't tell you is that it was going to take yours. And that's what these nuclear facilities actually do. No need for them, but there is an agenda for them because of how effective they are in destabilizing your overall physical being. So check that out. This is not conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy agenda. If you know the evidence and you know the facts of what radioactive isotopes do to the body, it can't be explained away. Like some asshat saying that, no, there's no other way that they would do this to the general population. No, they have, they will, and it will continue. So the general population says enough is enough. No longer will we endure these agendas against mankind. So check out that that article that's there. Very, very important one. Next one. This is a major, major article and tells the overall direction of what things are going on, where things are going, and what is going to be happening, what you're going to see in the very near and foreseeable future. It says, the commentary says, ladies and gentlemen, this seals the economic collapse either way and ensures global war. Excuse me. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This seals the deal. And what is that deal? Exclusive. Iran wants a euro payment for new and outstanding oil sales. And the key for that one is outstanding also. Iran wants euro payment for new and outstanding oil sales. And this comes from Mobile Reuters. .com. This is an article you definitely need to know about because this is going to adversely affect you and your family in the very near and foreseeable future. So let's check this article out real quick before we get into today's show. Is it to come up? But in the meantime, while it's coming up, basically Iran is going to sell its oil for euro, and it wants payment for outstanding oil sales in euro. It doesn't want the dollar. It's totally using its sale of oil absent of the dollar. The dollar that holds up your standard of living that you live with today, regardless of what that standard is, it is being held up because oil is the anchor for its overall value and confidence and its overall use and necessity and its a desire to have it in possession. So without petrol, without the petrol dollar status, no country would need the dollar, and that's going to cause the purchasing power and the overall value of it to plummet. And you're going to see that to continue to happen. So in the past, this is one of the reasons why they invaded Iraq. This is one of the reasons why they invaded and assassinated Gaddafi and also with Saddam. These are some of the main reasons as to why throughout history, from all the way back into the 70s with Chile and everything else, and Japan from World War II, and you can go on and on throughout history. And since the U.S. dollar has been used since the U.S. had first attacked Japan with nuclear weapons, which is an act of terror, and it was one of the largest terrorist acts in modern history, because they dropped a nuclear device on innocent women, children that had nothing to do with the overall military or the overall move towards a war against the United States. The military could have dropped those type of weapons on the military, but they chose the people for a reason. They chose the people to send a message to the world. And that message was, we are the new bullies on the block, and you will be the bearer of our economic, you will bear the burden of our economic development. And this is one of the ways in which they did that, through the petrodollar system. And Iran is saying that it does not want to receive payments in the dollar. But it didn't have to say it didn't want the dollar, but once it said it wanted the euro, that means that it would not be taking U.S. dollars for payment. So no countries that they sell oil to are going to need the dollars that they've had in reserve. What are they going to do with them? They're going to replace them and send them back to you. This is going to bring, I always said that it was always going to be deflation, which you see in the price of oil right now, and it's going to start to call businesses and sovereign wealth funds to go bankrupt. Deflation before hyperinflation. Here comes the hyperinflation. So this is something that you definitely need to be cognizant of and be aware of and be preparing yourself and your family for this. This is no joke. This is the real. This is happening. There is no conspiracy theory in this one. This is only the agenda that's at hand. But what they're really after, it is the real conspiracy agenda. So check out this article. Very, very, very important one to give you a clue as to how much time you have left before you're able to prepare for the onslaught the onslaught of adversities and obstacles that are on the way. So check out that article, a very, very important one that's there. And basically, well, let's go over, this comes from New Delhi. Reuters, Iran wants to recover tens of billions of dollars it is owed by India and other buyers of its oil in euros, and is billing new crude sales in euros, and looking to reduce dependency on the U.S. dollar following last month's sanctions relief. A source at the state-owned National Iranian Oil Company, NIOC, told Reuters that Iran will change into euros for recently signed oil contracts with firms including French oil and gas major, Total Spanish refiners, and the trading arm of Russia. In our invoices, we mentioned a clause that buyers of our oil will have to pay in euros, considering the exchange rate versus the dollar around the time of delivery. The NIOC source. So basically, and this is the key thing with this whole thing, is that Iran is going to bring millions and millions of barrels of oil to market, and they're going to be selling it in euros. This is huge and phenomenal. This is going to be a part of the overall start of the bankruptcies, and more importantly, it's going to start the global war that is going to kick off, and this is going to be one of the controlling factors and contributing factors to that happening. History will tell you this, right now you're actually watching the unfolding of history, and history will tell that this will be one of the reasons that the global war had expanded, and the outcome of it is going to be, it's not loosely based to all of this, but is directly tied to it. They are able to do this now. Why? Because they can defend their position. The key thing here, they can defend their position. This is why they're pushing this way. So you need to really get prepared for this. If you haven't, if this is all new to you, this is one of the most adverse and one of the things that's going to be the biggest obstacle to your family being able to eat in the future, being able to have a standard of living anywhere near what it is now. And as a matter of fact, doesn't matter too much what you do, your standard of living is going to be diminished because of this. And it's so important that you prepare before these things happen. Next, inside of Candelaria, so we have Deutsche Bank is shaking its foundations. Is a new banking crisis around the corner? Yep. Let me answer that for them. Yep, it's already not around the corner. It's already started to happen majorly. Deutsche Bank is one of the largest banks in Germany, and it is basically at near total collapse. This is the Bernstein moment for Deutsche Bank. And this is not going to be any different. They actually had to come out and defend today that they have the liquidity for some of their April payments, which means they don't. They had to come defend it, which means they don't. They even told the euro to stop with this negative, giving out free money because they're killing them. And this is one thing with the bankers, is that once one bank starts to hemorrhage and starts to bleed, all of them start to ensure that that happens, and they come in and try to seize market position, and also they all start to, it's like chum in the water, they start to chew at that bank to dissolve it, because weakness is what it preys on. And that's what's going to happen here. And this is going to be a part of the capital controls, which we talked about last week and we'll continue to talk about as they unfold. Let me just say this. Your ATM card that you go to an ATM machine, that is a form of capital controls because you're only allowed to take out a certain amount. And believe me, that is going to change in the future where that card won't either work or there won't be any ATM. Or if you do have ATM, the limit on what you can take out is going to be so much more. This is all unfolding as we speak. Once Deutsche Bank goes, because of the derivative exposures that are there, which is, they say, is over $50 trillion. That's what they admit to. So that means it's probably three times that. But just think about what they admit to. $50 trillion. Do you know what the admitted, which we know is a lie, what the admitted debt of the United States is? 19. Deutsche Bank's exposure to risk to derivatives is $50 trillion. And the credit default swap is basically insurance. Everyone is betting that Deutsche Bank is going on under. This bank is going to unfold, and when this big domino falls, your bank will go with it also one way or another. But it will definitely, definitely make its way to your dinner table, into your refrigerator, into your coverage, into your overall quality of life. You need to be aware of this and be preparing for this as we speak actively. Where it's really time to run to be prepared for this stuff. Next we have HSBC settlement. Criminal bank HSBC fined $470 million for 2008 financial crisis. That's nothing. They made quite more off of that, but this is the thing. The collapses is how they gain wealth, and they're going to continue to do it. Why? Because it's their system. So check out this article from Axios Post. Pretty good one. Next we have, this comes from express.co.uk. And my commentary is that England is going to leave the Eurozone. all a part of the crash. And it says, the article says, global economy on a knife edge. See, now you can't even, the people that are naively looking at things, they can't even look at the own publication of the bank and come away with anything that says that everything is going to be okay, that everything is fine. There is no reason for you to be concerned. There is no reason for you to protect yourself. They're actually telling you now that it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And the key is that they realize they're telling it in forums which the general population doesn't pay attention to. And they won't educate you on this because they only want to school you on it, to be obedient to the overall system so that you will be able to provide for them what they want. And that is your energy. Because if you didn't provide it for them, they would not be in business. Slavery never ended. No business that has ever been profitable has ever gone out of business. It just revolutionized and changed itself to deceive the slaves and make them think that they were free, while the bonds and the chokehold of control were strengthened around their neck, their arms, their legs, and their overall future as it continues to take from them what is not owed or what is not due. So now, in this article, basically, they're telling you everything that of the looming crisis and chaos that's going to be there. Whenever a bank tells you that, what does that mean? That means that whatever you have inside of their institutions, their banking institutions, you're not going to get. But it's even broader than that. Any person that's using their currency is going to be subject to them. Doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter unless you know the appropriate steps to protect yourself and your family. So this one continues to go on. And you need to prepare yourself. It's not me that's saying this. It's other than I'm telling you to prepare. But they're telling you, even in their own writings, in their own ways, in their own language, that they're targeting you. And this is the thing that's so mind-boggling to me, is that not you, not the people that listen to Tando Radio Show and the people that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, but the general public has no idea or clue what's going on. And then they want to give you an opinion about about anything economic. Amazing. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Russia overtakes America's position in world agricultural market. And the commentary was, the handwriting is on the wall once again. America will continue to lose position on all fronts. You know the old saying, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Well, in this case, you can add faster to the mix. This whole thing is going to collapse and is going to unfold quickly and very destructively at the appropriate time. And this is the thing. They're not going to give you much time to respond at the time that they want. It's going to be quick. Because all of the algorithms, all of the fundamentals, all of the instruments, all of the capabilities are in place to control within hours, because they've been controlling for so long. But they can actually seize everything up that you do within 15 to 20 minutes, and let alone, they don't even need a whole hour. Think about it. They have a bank holiday on the weekend. Banks are closed. You have no access to anything. Everything that you do now is electronically through a card. Now, they've already discouraged people holding cash, even though cash offers you some form of trade that is easier than what is on plastic and through electronics. What are they doing? They're taking that away from you. They've been taking it away from you slowly for a very long time. For this very moment and for these very incidents that they're going to bring at your door. So they don't need hours. They just need it very quickly. Cut everything off. They have all of the reasons as to why cutting those things off, where they can still can control you, because you haven't prepared. And the general population hasn't prepared, so they will have to be on their knees, waiting to hear what is the next thing that they can do. As Harriet Tubman said, I freed thousands, but I would have freed thousands more if they had only knew that they were slaves. Those that will be waiting to hear what is it that they could do about these things are the greatest unknown slaves that this system needs in order to carry on. So check out this article. This article is very telling. Not only is the U.S. no longer the number one economy, it's been surpassed by Russia, by China. It's already been passed in trade. All of the metrics is saying it's over and gone with. And you've already seen it through manufacturing and seen it through everything else. You can see the deterioration just in the last 10 years. And anyone that's over 25, you can see the difference from when you were 10, 15 to now compared to the availability of things to now. There is also reports all over the country of the banks starting to withhold or not having cash on hand at their institutions. This is the thing. It's a methodical approach that they take to everything because it's their system. They don't need to rush. They have you to do that. They have you to do that. So check out this article. Very, very telling. Very, very important. Next, we have reports from Sputnik News, also economic collapse. U.S. debt will reach $30 trillion in a decade. And this is my commentary. But you don't have to worry about this because the United States won't even reach $30 trillion in debt because of sovereign bankruptcy and receivership will take place between the admitted numbers being false of $19.3 trillion and $22.5 trillion. Jumps off. All done via war and abandonment. This is what's happening. There's no way in the world that the U.S. debt will ever reach $30 trillion. No, it won't make it to there. It's going to make it into the low 20s before all heck breaks loose in war and receivership and sovereign bankruptcy. Sovereign bankruptcy means you have no form. You have austerity everywhere. And whatever it is that your so-called country produces now becomes a part of the settlement for debt. And this is so, so important that we understand this. So check out that article also, a couple from Sputnik that was really good. This one goes along with the first article that was from Sputnik. Iran playing chess with the United States by moving away from the petrodollar. Check out that article. And this one is a really good one, and wasn't that many people looked at. Everyone needs to look at this one. This comes from Democracy Info. Everyone here, this is the truth. Everyone here is the truth of the matter on banking, which you haven't been told. But it's smart for you to know, and it's wise for you to act on before it's too late. You need to look at the illusion of the U.S. FDIC insurance bank deposit. What that really means. And it's a really good visual illustration that's put on right here. And this is something every person needs to look at. What the exposures are and what the FDIC really does. And you need to know what the last C in FDIC stands for. Stands for corporation, and it tells you everything right there. Everything. So everyone always talks about how important cash is and currency is, and how it is. You know, as long as they get that, they got you to worship it. They got everyone addicted to it, and that's the exact same drug that they're going to pull from you. And this is going to make you go into remission like nothing ever before. The Great Depression will have nothing on this. This will make the Great Depression look like someone just happened to misplace their allowance compared to what's coming from this. This will be a massive depopulation, war, and famine that will sweep through that will be unheard of in your lifetime. Anything that you've ever heard of in all of, from Yugoslavia to Argentina to all of the currency collapses, have nothing compared to what's going to happen here. Because the overall multiples and the overall counterparty risk to this is much, much greater. So the world is walking away from your standard of living, and there is nothing beneath them once they pull the rug for you to hold on to. You need to prepare. Next, we have, this one comes from, where did it come from? Archina.com. India, this one says, Indian man could be the first recorded human fatality due to a meteorite. Check out that article. I guess a gentleman was struck in India. A meteorite fell very close to them, and he may have been the first fatality to being hit by a meteorite. Now, next one. This is a very, very important one. This one got it off YouTube. Threw it in here. 75% U.S. nuclear power plants leaking toxic tritium radiation into drinking water supply. See, it's the same thing over and over again. Over and over again. Check out this YouTube video. Very, very pretty good one. I think ExpressPress.com is the one that put that together. I believe that is. Next article we have is, this one comes from NaturalSociety.com. Healthy food for the price of fast food. New companies making it possible. So there are some, this one comes from, you know, they're trying to make healthy food as price, with price points the same as fast food, or in competition with fast food, which McDonald's and all of those companies are starting to close up shop. And you know it's bad when McDonald's are closing up shop. Well, they are, and it's good that they are, but it's really this, you know, disheartening for the reason why. And the reason why it's happening is going to be even worse than them being in business. This is about the overall total insolvency that the financial, that the common person will meet financially, because they're going to destroy the common person's economy. So check out this article. It's a really good one, and get ahead on this before. Very, very important. Okay, so today's show is going to be, we're going to talk about the military targeting our children for global war or sacrifice. And we're going to talk about banking. When your personal experience proves what conspiracy agenda people have been telling you all along as true, it will then be too late for an adjustment, which your experience has now smacked you with. You're on your own. Basically this, once your personal experience and the people that you know and people that are not preparing, and they've heard a lot of this stuff before, but once their personal experience of what we've been telling them and what other people have been telling them to happen as being the truth, and once their personal experience sees that or is confronted with that truth, it will be too late. And it's starting to be too late because of the perpetual state and the fast pace that things are falling apart as we speak. What you saw in the market today is not something that is, you know, unique. There's nothing unique about this. This is going to be the trend all the way down as it continues to destroy your overall livelihood and your ability to provide for yourself in the ways that you have in the past. Now, Chesapeake Oil created the 20% on restructuring report. Basically, Chesapeake Oil is one of the largest natural gas providers in this country, and they are going basically under. They've actually sought out bankruptcy attorneys. This is the indications, and this is going to continue as the cheap oil prices start to drive businesses out of business. If you remember when these prices first started going down, this is what we talked about on Candle, that this very same scenario is going to happen. And they're going to drive with these oil prices, And now with Iran saying that they are going to sell only in euro, this is going to make it even worse, because regardless now, there is no turning back to the U.S. economy. It's been that way for so many ways, but the overall speed at which it's going to deteriorate is going to be mind-blowing in the future. It's going to happen very quickly when they choose for it to go. And when that is going to be, looking at all of the evidence and in the events that are unfolding, not quite sure, don't really care when it is going to be because all I want is more time to continue to prepare. So those are some of the articles you should that I thought you should be checking out. Check those out, share those, talk about those, have a comment about them, definitely make them there. And we are getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're definitely going to take a look at the military push for our young people, and then also look at what's going on in the banking sector that you need to know about and be preparing for. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump off into this live show. Anytime you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32 pound, then hit star 61. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32-POUND, then hit star 61. You know, this past weekend with the game being on, I knew that there was going to be something major that would come out within the news, and Deutsche Bank and Iran did not spoil. They always do things around certain times, and so the diversion and the distraction is there. And this is a part of the fundamental processes and process of controlling and manipulating people. There are no small stones that they don't place in your path. Everything is done for a reason, and it's a program in which is being followed. We just don't realize that it's a program. Nevertheless, when you start to look at the program that's being followed, you can see it, and it can also give you an indication of what's going to come next, and a lot of times it'll give you some of the timing of it all. So very, very important. And I say that because now we're going to go into today's show, which I is very, very important to me. And I know it's important to a lot of you all. And that is today we are seeing in all forms of schooling. They've been doing this for a very, very, very long time, where they're targeting our young people. If you look at what's going on now, let's surmise it all. They've just come out of major military engagements in Afghanistan and in Iraq, which is all a part of the overall agenda. In my opinion, is nothing more than a blood sacrifice that the people that really control things, the controller of resources, that are using that to control, that are using that to control people, are actually engaged in these wars because they feel it necessary to. And that gives them a very, very strong position in controlling people. So what we need to do is we need to take a look at these things. And so there's a really good article that I posted last week. And the article was from truthout.org. And it says, why is my kindergartner being groomed for the military at school? Among things, if you look at the schools of today, they are nothing more than institutions of obedience, which is what they really are. They do not develop the individual in order to fit so that their talent that is all individualized can be fully nurtured, groomed, and put in a position that will serve that individual the best that it possibly could. Everything is taught from a standpoint of shepherding. Regardless of your individuality, get rid of that that's not good for what they call it, the so-called common good. And that's a part of the whole thing that's so destructive in this whole thing. And if you look at, right now we're going to talk about this, we'd love to hear from you guys also on this subject. Jump in at any time if you've noticed that they are actually targeting young people, you know, for military, and we're going to talk about how they're doing it. In my opinion. And you can jump in at 641-715-3660 and the position code is 5490-32-pound. Now, you look at the military engagements that they had in Iraq and Iran. What did that do? That actually took a percentage of the young people and put them in a position of weakness in so many ways. And it's not just something that's been going on since Iran and Iraq of 2003. It was even extended, you know, to the 90s with Saddam in Iraq was invading Kuwait. And it's been going on for years and years, but it's just been at different speeds and at different levels. You have the Gulf War syndrome that came out of there. You have people still becoming sick as we speak now from that. So what happens in there? You start to lose generational prosperity. You start to lose your pool of talent. You start to lose your ability to be individuals, and you start to lose your individuality. Because when you go through these wars, and you send these young people to war, they come back totally just decimated. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And that is something that we have never looked at as people as the main problem. And it's not looked at as the people as the main problem. We don't look at it as the main problem because the very people that we give blind authority to are the ones that are controlling and engaging in that for you. Not for them, for you. Ways and means. Your way of life will provide for their means of life. They don't have post-traumatic stress disorder. They don't have the loss of being able to use the limbs that they were born with. And it's not an accident that those limbs were lost. They were actually taken away from them from the engagement and activities which would do that. The lives that were lost. Those individuals do not come back in all of the potential that they could have populated further is lost. Those names, those opportunities, those talents are lost through war in so many ways. Through the vaccination, through the exposure, to the mental trauma, to the physical trauma. and also through the economic trauma. Because not only are they getting those individuals, they're getting the ones that stay back too. It's called the lassoing in through war, the finance of it, always brings bankruptcy. Except for, it brings bankruptcy for the general population, not for the bankers. It actually gains them even more wealth. Because every progression of war continues to breed and to stimulate bigger war, more in-depth war. Look at the overall progression of things. Now when you start to attack people, their natural response is to defend themselves. And what does this do? It brings in the spirit of hate, mistrust. And what does that do? That is the great deceiver. And it causes men to go to war. But no longer are men going to war. Now they're going to be forcing your daughters to go to war. And this is going to have even more of a drastic and dramatic effect in your overall prosperity for centuries. Because once again, you will no longer get back the potential that you once had. Our physical lives are very fragile, but more importantly, the energy of our physical lives is even more important, and is why the physical life is so fragile. Your energy and your talent brings on more life that, you know, that it even goes beyond your life. You know, a lot, some people may not have children, but they still can create life from their energy that can be emulated, replicated, and continue to grow. And this is what's being destroyed. And right now, they're targeting our young people. They've targeted our daughters. Now they're targeting our young people. And all of this is because this is a part of the depopulation program. In their eyes, in my opinion, once you have the population reach a certain point, it becomes too many of them and they become loud. That's an old saying through ancient history as to when you start the depopulation program. Is when you start to kill off people. Because they become too many and they start and they become loud. And it's not just the noise that they're making, it's the kind of noise that they're making. It's the questioning of authority. It's the questioning of the program that becomes a threat to the stability and the livelihood of the energy and the life that they have created that is so destructive. And so now they want to target our young people. How do they target our young people? You have these schools. You think about it. You've seen it. High school, elementary school. They have this military worship that we've known. That they always say no matter what, if a politician do, you have to support the truth. Are you kidding me? Do you know what that, if you really want to support them, have no reason for them to go to fight someone else's war. Have them in a position where they don't have to engage with someone that they don't physically know, and they go on a hunt to kill, maim, and destroy. That's not support. When you allow that, and just supporting, sending gifts, sending this and sending that, that's not support. Support is removing them from that environment from the beginning and weeding that weed out before it takes root. It takes over everything. It takes over your lawn. takes over your foundation, takes over your garden. So no longer will there be any fruit of your labor, it will just be weeds. And this is a real problem that is going on. And they're targeting, they have always targeted our young people. They really don't care about an individual that is over 25, 30 years old, 35 years old. You become a burden. It's the young that they care about. You know, after your childbearing years, you are no longer relevant to the agenda. For both, for women and for men, the ability, the age at which you no longer can produce. Oh, and believe me, that has changed. That has changed in so many ways through the vaccinations, the drugs, and the attacks on your, on the physical body. Men are not able to actually father children at the ages that they were before in the past. Because their body, their anatomy has been attacked. And the body's not able to function that way. So, there's a great article that you need to check out. And this was something that has been going on for a very long time, but we may not have really taken notice to it. And we need to in these days. Because this expansion of this global war is going to be severe and harsh. And the only people that can stop this is you. They won't stop. They are going to only meet their design purpose. They're going to see their design purpose all the way through. They've invested too much energy, time, and commitment to it. And they've been disciplined to moving towards this way. And we need to be even more disciplined to go in the opposite direction. So check out this article. This one, you can check this one out. This is by Sarah Gray. It says, military recruiting efforts, whether social or sponsored by directly by the U.S. military, reach children as young as preschool, priming them to think war and soldiering as cool, exciting, without any discussion of the trauma and death they bring. Very true. When we got home, when he got home from Iraq, Hart began to sorting through his boyhood toys. Let me move this down. His boyhood toys, looking for something he could pass on to his new baby nephew. He found a stash of G.I. Joe's, his favorite old toy. And memorabilia came flooding, and his memory came flooding back. I thought about giving them to him, he said. But the pressures of a year in a war zone, have strengthened his Christian faith, and he told the army that if I loved my enemy, I couldn't see killing him for any reason. He left with a conscientious objector, and as for the G.I. Joes, I threw them away instead. He had grew up playing dressed up with his father, grandfather's, and uncle's old military uniforms. What we tell small children, excuse me, because I don't call, it says kids, but I don't call children kids, because that's a goat, and that's a part of a demonic ritual and symbolism for is a goat. So it says, what we tell small children has such a huge effect, he told Truth Out. I didn't want to be the one telling him to dream about the military. I want you to think about that for a minute. They targeted me, you, and everybody else since we were very, very young. They did it through movies. This is why movies is so, can be in the overall mainstream media, so, with its propaganda, is so destructive. They did it through different movies. And they continue to do it through movies. One of my old favorite movies was a war movie. known as glory. But you gotta look at what the real picture behind this whole thing, what the real energy behind this whole thing is. So young people grow up, young boys and young girls, and I want you to notice something now in today's generation. Have you noticed, and I know you have, where they're trying to get the young women to be more like young boys in wanting to achieve the things that young men would be achieving that were said to be cool, and one is being in blood sports. The blood sports of MMA fighting. You thought that MMA fighting was just, you know, just another cool, because boxing has served its purpose. And the closer you get to total destruction, you need to have more blood on the floor for people to see. And that's what these blood sports are all about. Pretty soon you'll see a blood sport where they will actually kill people in the ring. And you know what? That will be some of the biggest grossing pay-per-view fights ever. Because this is a grooming process that they're putting you through. It's a part of the obedience. And they start at a very young age. They start with our young people in preschool. And slowly work them up. Now they're targeting all of our children. And particularly the main target right now is our young ladies. And this is something that we really, really need to acknowledge and see. That this is the direction that is being forced upon us, not for our reasons, but for reasons that you don't know about, or for their reasons of controlling and enslaving and manipulating your life, so that you will continue to surrender, submit, obey, kneel down, and live for someone else that you don't even know. You don't even know. So, it's a multifaceted timetable that's being seen, that you're seeing here. And this is why you'll see the sports start to change. This is why you'll start to see the movies start to change. This is why you will start to see the influx of movies such as zombies, The Walking Dead. There is no such thing. But when people are ill, when people are displaced, when people are totally stressed out, when people have lost their emotional stability, they become like zombified, and they become zombies in a form of description. But see, that's important, because what they want is they want the blood sport of you destroying them to be easy. Because it's going to be, they're going to put in position the events that will cause that to happen. If not, here you go. How many people do you know that are on psych meds? How many people do you know that are on prescriptions? If those individuals, particularly the ones that are on psych meds, that shouldn't even be there, if they don't have that medication now, because it is a dependency that's established, what are you going to get? I'm going to tell you what you're going to get, because I've seen it for years and years and years. You're going to get someone that you can't reason with. In those institutions, do you know how rampant mental illness has been and it continues to be? And they keep targeting the young people just like they target the young people with the military worship, because of the design effect. Because once you start to have an unstable society, you will start to have zombies walking around. And what is the overall projection of zombies? It's to destroy them. To destroy them in so many ways. And it's nothing more than to murder them, because they're a threat to you. This is what's really happening. And this is the setup that they don't want you to catch and the correlation that they don't want you to catch. But it starts with the military first. And the article goes on to say, as the mother of a six-year-old, as the mother of a six-year-old, I didn't want what he means, my partner, and I mean as a longtime anti-war activist, hardworking to talk to our door about war, violence, and peace in an age of appropriate ways. This wasn't what we were, That's what we were shocked. This is why we were shocked this November when shortly after Veterans Day, our daughter came home from kindergarten with a worksheet that asked the children to decide which branch of the military they would like to join. The class had been working on a chart in math, taking polls, graphs, the results, which usually fell more along the lines of which one was favorable for a pie, for to become the pie of that they preferred. Unsure of what to do, I posted a photograph of the workshop on Facebook. This was the simple caption. I am not happy about this. This kicked off a huge day, an all-day debate on Thanksgiving, with my commentary, especially the board, expressing honor and others wondering what was the big deal was. Several identified the worksheet containing a grooming children for later military recruitment. Perhaps the Perhaps the most insidious thing about this grooming is that it wasn't even deliberate. The worksheet didn't come from a military recruiter. It didn't have to. Search online for military training guard printables and you'll find a wealth of free material for teachers, a welcome resource in cash-strapped public schools where teachers often pay a significant sum out of the pocket for classroom material. My child's teacher, wasn't deliberately distributing propaganda. When we asked to talk with her about it, she was surprised and very responsive. She was a fantastic teacher. It's just that our country has $598.5 billion war machine, and it's so ubiquitous that the few people even think twice about the roles our children's lives play in that. But we should. This isn't just that the current wars are less about democracy than about oil and empire. It isn't just about body count, though the staggering research at the cost of war projects at the Brown University estimates that 92,000 deaths in Afghanistan, 26,000 of them civilian, and more than two-thirds of the Afghans now experiencing mental health problems. At least 165 civilian Iraqi civilians have been killed in the Iraq war since 2003. U.S. drone strikes has also killed about 38,000 people in Pakistan, most of them civilians. That's in addition to the estimated 6,800 U.S. soldiers and 7,000 contractors who have died. Not to mention that all Iraq and Afghanistan veterans still nearly 1 million disabled claims with the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Jennifer Smith, the mother of two teenage boys from the Perspective Project from Prospect Park, Pennsylvania, responded to the worksheet by asking, How is this teaching about Veterans Day? Is there no history on this worksheet? What is it, however, is it grooming? Having kindergartners consider what branch they would be in, how is it a 5 or 6 year old supposed to make that decision? What criteria is a kindergartner using? This is a critical question. I want you to think about that for a minute. This is something that has been going on for a very, very long time. Why are kindergartners asking to choose a military service? Because in choosing a military service, what is that doing? That's providing obedience to the overall government at hand. And be able to compromise your morality for their agenda. That is a true sellout. That is a true sellout. When you really think about this and how critical this is, they're planting that seed. They're starting their spring planting early so that their roots of destruction will be deep. And this is why our schools, in so many ways, from Common Core to vaccination to grooming for the military, are totally immoral and are corrupt organizations that we've already talked about in so many ways. But this is probably one of the most brutal forms of enslavement. They're taking the impressionable minds from teachers that the children trust, teachers that the parents trust, institutions that the children are being told to trust, and institutions that the parents are being told to fund and support. But when you fund and support it, you can't just show up there to check on your child. You have to get permission to go see them. Do you think there's something wrong here? Where another person, a person that you didn't create that child with, is deciding the future of that child while you're off away on the plantation? There's a reason why they call it the plantation, because that's exactly what it is. But the one thing that we don't really look at is the real plantation that we leave and send our children to. And what that really means. And what is going on there. Listen, we'd love to hear from you guys. Give us a call. Excuse me. 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at that a little further and see what is really going on. And I would ask you, have you thought about this? And not only that, what else have you noticed now? Instead of talking about it, what are we going to do about it? How destructive is this, and what is it that we're going to do to rehabilitate what we're losing? And we're losing one of the most important things, losing control of our free will by surrendering. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#, 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we're talking about the military grooming for our young people and how destructive this is and what is really going on and how this is being played out. You know, when I was growing up, and you see it now, you can see the deadly nature in introducing firearms and weapons as a toy for a child. because they do, that's being done, in my opinion, so that that fantasy that the military and the fantasy that the government wants to instill in these children is defeated. And then they want to tell them now, when they get older, that you can't have a firearm. See, the only way that you can have a firearm is if they give it to you and give you orders in which to do, if you're going to be their soldier. You always hear me say, a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks. Warrior takes no orders, conceptualizes and thinks and develops plans to maintain sovereignty and self-determination and independence, while a soldier takes orders. See, there is the double standard, and it's not really a double standard. What it is a very effective psychological ploy. You can only touch what we tell you to touch, not because what you're touching is dangerous, but because we spoke it is the most important thing, and it's the reason why. And before you know, you will not move subconsciously. You will not move without that person giving you the okay. See, they tell and send this to the schools and to the children to tell them it's okay to support, be a part of, and to be, and to take orders from their institution. But you can never ever use a tool to maintain your sovereignty. See, this is why this whole gun thing that you see running throughout this country is so fraudulent. So fraudulent. Because the very same people that are telling you, you can't have this, you can't have that, and they're going to continue to take away your things, because they realize as you get older, you will start to look at the real cause of things and you will become a threat. Why do you think that wars have to happen at such a young age where young people, it's not because of the strength of the people. In wars, they don't need strong people. All they need is bodies to go. But they realize as people get older, you can't manipulate them as easily. They're not as naive. They're not as willing to go along with the program, the psychological momentum in the psychological direction that you set for them. There's a resistance. And the resistance is always a threat. So there needs to be the proper teaching with everything. Our young people don't need to be exposed to adult problems. What they need to be exposed to is their individual attributes and nurture those into full fruition. There's a place for every tool, but any tool that is used outside of its place becomes more destructive than what it was designed to do. And this is where we are and where we will continue to be unless we change this path with our children. And it starts with our children. We have to become as committed and devoted to it even more than the agenda that is posing the opposite force against it. That doesn't mean that you have to fight the way that they tell you to fight. If you fight the way that they tell you to fight, you'll be out in front of their strength in your weakest moment. One of the things in crowd control, I want you to see this. They tell you where to go to protest, where to stand to protest, to get a permit to where you're going to protest, to tell how many numbers and everything else that you're going to be here, and then you're all supposed to be in this little box, now protest, and this is who you're supposed to protest against. Those people and those armored personnel carriers. And people in the APV. The people with the weapons that you can't have. The people with the gear and the coordination. in the overall systematic control of where you are. You're to protest against them. What is amazing to me is that through crowd control, the people will allow themselves to be controlled. Are you kidding me? And this is what has caused us to continue to wonder why nothing works. And then what happens whenever you have someone that's full of energy and full of vigor and ready to do some good, and then nothing works out for them? They become disappointed and discouraged. And then they give up. They've actually developed a process of you giving up the fight because you fight on their terms. Yesterday was a game. There was a program that had to be met before the players could take the field, and then they had to take the field within a confine in between marked out lines to say that the game will be played here based off of these rules and in this stadium at this time and under these guidelines. And what did the players do? They showed up. They got on the bus, put on the equipment, waited to be announced, went on the field, didn't go on the field until the appropriate time, offensive defense. Not even realizing that in these sports, you don't even see that this is all military movement and all military psychological training. You know that football was designed from a military perspective, where it has offense and defense. And it's the psychological that they play on with people. Because they know those that are lazy of thought won't give a second look at anything. People that will just continue to go to be fed, don't ask what is the meal that's being prepared for them. Because they just show up the easiest and most convenient way. They don't have to do the hard work of planning, grooming, nurturing, tending to, and farming the food. A farmer has much more respect, a true farmer has much more respect for the food than the person that actually buys it. Because the farmer's labor had to go through the whole process to bring it. The person only they had to do, yes, they had to work for it, but they just had to exchange and take it and consume it. We are consuming what they're cooking. And this is becoming too disastrous for us all. And at some point, it's not only the GMO, not only the vaccinations that are poisoning, it's the poisoning of our mind that is one of the most deadliest threats to our sovereign self-determining direction. And until that is met by the people, and dismantled by the people. And it has to be dismantled in the appropriate manner, in the appropriate way. It can't be on their field. Can't be in their stadium. Can't be in their league. Can't be under their rules with their referees. Can't pay their admission. It has to be systematically, asymmetrically dismantled. And the most powerful way to do it is to no longer give your energy to it. And you have to devise the ways in which to dismantle it all. Because once you start to unravel it, when you start unraveling it, just like you unravel a baseball, you tear the core, the skin off of a baseball, you start to unravel it, you'll notice something. It will start to spin as you pull. And in the spinning, that momentum is deteriorating as with each pull that you make. And that's how this whole system of what we're enduring and what we're seeing. We have to first pull off of the skin. And the skin has the toughest part of it is the leather with the abrasion resistant threads. It can endure. What is that? What would that be equal to? That's our school. That's the obedience training that the schools give us. And that's one of the first things that we have to pull back on. The false teachings that we've had. The false practices. The rituals that we participated in, not even realizing that there are rituals that are benevolent. Rituals that are actually targeting us in our demise. We have to think anew. We can't use the same consciousness that established the problem. We have to go to from a different direction with a different discipline, with a different purpose, with a different heart, and most importantly, with a different spirit. It has to be done that way. And it can be. We can never look at this as something that we can't, there isn't anything that we could do. There is many things that you can do. You can support Black Talk Radio Network. You can tell people about what's going on. Don't make them, don't try to force anything because you're doing the exact same thing that the agenda is doing. One of the best things that you can do, instead of telling someone, the best thing that you can do, which the system never does, you can love someone. You can love someone through things. Give them, one of the things that most people in this day and age want to do is be right. They care more about being right than what is actually correct. So one of the things that you could do is you could play to a person's desire to be right. And depending on the individual, ask them what they think to help you. Does wonders. It does wonders. Does wonders. And we have to re-engage ourselves with every person around us. And understand where someone is today could be where you were yesterday. It doesn't mean that your journey has moved past them. It just means that you have been there before. And you should be able to see that and empathize with them. Because they are there right now. And there is a connection that we all have to have to each other in spite of all of the things. At some point, we have to stop fighting for the crumbs. Leave the crumbs on the floor. Leave the crumbs on the floor. Walk away and become a farmer and plant your own. That's what we really need to do. We need to plant our own. And I tell you, one of the greatest things with young people, if you start working in something where they can work with their hands, their mind, they can nurture something, they love it. Because they're engaging their energy in it. They are more sincere because they haven't been tarnished by obedience school. Why do you think obedience school was such a burden to young people? Why do you think getting up early in the morning is so hard and all those other things? Because whenever you give a child an opportunity to focus their energy on something that is creative, you'll see that they have their full attention. They don't miss anything. But when you're not catering to that, that energy becomes destructive in nature, and it also destroys their body. Most important, destroys their self-esteem. It destroys their will. that's the thing that destroys the most. It destroys their will. They have to now put their free will on a leash. They're not used to that. That's not natural. And that becomes disruptive to them. And it's unequal, unbalanced, and disastrous. They can't conceive it. They would say, why does my people that so-called love me, why would they put me through these things? And it's very confusing to them. Because it's not natural. What is not natural is confusing. Someone has to teach you in order for it not to be confusing again. Once again, where the obedience training comes in. So important. We must invest back into our young people. And we must instill in them the things that are going to cause them to grow to their great full potential and talent. Not someone else's agenda. And they're starting with our young people from the very day that they're born. And it's a constant battle, but it's worth it. It's worth it. In all of the miscues, the unfortunate events, the pain, and all of the misery, it's worth it to engage. To hold on to and to reestablish, which was once lost, is now found. When we reestablish what has been lost, our prosperity, and that can only be reestablished by us seeing that it was worth us engaging to get it back. And that is the process that I believe is so, so important. Listen, if you got any comments or questions, about what we talked about so far today. Didn't even get into the second part of the show, but we will engage in that. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, then hit *61. If you have noticed anything with our young people, and this is something that we really, really, you know, one of the things that we really need to do is have conversations and relationships with our young people. That supersedes everything else. It's so, so important that we interject our love. And we interject our love for our young people for them to be uniquely themselves. And develop that in them so that they can determine who they really are. Because one of the things, a lot of confusion going on in our young people in so many ways. And it's not because they are confused, it's because they've been put in the arena of confusion. And all of the directions that this arena of confusion leads to is more confusion. And they lose themselves in this maze. So we really have to garnish the free, independent spirit of our young people. Just because we weren't able to do it at their age doesn't mean that we can't invest into those that still can. And you'll find something that return on an investment will be greater than what you give to it, because it will liberate you also. It's something that is so, it's one of the most beautiful things, it's change. Where you can give someone, and surprisingly, the gift that you give is returned to you more plentiful than what you gave out. That is what we all should be engaging in. No longer about me, it's always about us. In this light, so that we can be a me. So, so important. So, everyone, if you'd like to get in on conversation, you're going to go to a commercial break. I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the petition code is 5490-32#, hit *61. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Grant, aka Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on a conversation with us, you can give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND. And hit *61. We'll see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up right away. So hopefully we learned something and basically have been able to see something that we really should be paying attention to, and our young people are definitely that. Now, want to move to, in the last 30 minutes, another very, very important part of the show. How much time we got? Okay, won't be able to get you know, we need to talk about what's going on in the banking realm, because this thing is the overall market and banking situation is deteriorating very, very fast and very quickly, and we have to get in front of all of this. And this is one of the reasons why we did the membership program for $25 a month. You can join us and join me, and I will teach you the precious metals class, teach you the preparedness fundamentals, tactical things, and so many, it's so involved, you know, it's a whole lot, to learn. But it's a good thing is that we can do this together, continue to give you this information, and then you can go out and apply it and actually start to position yourself and your family, so that you won't be as adversely affected by, what's going to be happening. And not only that, more importantly, is that you can seize on the opportunities, because there are going to be great, great opportunities that are going to be coming forth. And you have to know how to position yourself in order to seize on those opportunities, because they won't come in the way that the past has presented opportunities. They are going to come in different forms, because one of the things is that there will be blood on the streets, and things will be sold for pennies on the dollar, and you have to know how to engage in that in so many different ways and so many different times, and leverage that so that you could actually regain or position your family not only to endure what's happening, but to come out from a position to where you have actually gained even more, so that you can help your family even more and help others. Others even more. And this is a great opportunity for us within our community to re-engage the prosperity that has been lost. But we continue to play at the field, in the stadium that the system tells us to play in. And I always say, you know, if you play by their rules, then they will rule. And they want, you know, and the thing is that we have to understand what is really going on and position ourselves accordingly for independence and self-determining our direction, because that is where you, when you're sovereign, there is no man that you have to check with for your life. But when you are not that, you have to beg for it constantly in so many ways. If you get sick, you have to rely on them. if something happens in the job market, you have to rely on them. Economy, you got to rely on them. In so many ways, it just perpetuates itself in every aspect. To you are now living your life for someone else's gain. And that's not a life at all. That's a captive engagement. We need to free ourselves from that. So if you'd like to get in on the precious metals class, the training, the membership is $25 a month. There's no obligations at all. You can leave at any time, but believe me, I doubt that you will, because the things that you will be taught are going to be quite beneficial and quite poignant, especially in these times. And with that, you're going to have a class once a week for an hour, so that you can actually take it in, research it, and then start to apply it, and so many things. So if you'd like to get in the precious metal class, which was offered at much, you know, different prices, and this is much easier because it's just where we are. We need to know these things, and then that way you can have some of the capital resources to get the things that you need, or the capital investment that you can get some of the assets and the things that you're going to need to leverage yourself accordingly, because this thing is not going to stop. They're just going to continue to speed it up. The trap has already been set. The gate has been in place, and the prey has entered and taken the bait, and the gate has closed. It is already closed, and now is the time to really prepare so that when they do come back for that trap, that you can still get out of that trap, because everyone here is still in that trap. The thing is that you don't want to be found in that trap at the appropriate time, and they're ready to swing it and then pick up the trap, to collect and itemize what it is that they now have for their overall sacrifices and destruction and consumption of their own, because they do consume people, and they will continue to do it literally and figuratively. So definitely get in with the class. You can email me at wolf6, W-O-L-F, the number 6, pack1, P-A-C-K, 1 at Gmail, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. So hey, there's a great video from Greg Hunter. Really good video that I wanted to start. Kind of went a little longer than I expected. So we're going to start this out, and this is David Stockman. You know, he has this. I like David Stockman. Some of David Stockman's work, I've seen him on different things, and he tells you some things that you really, really need to grasp and understand so that you can make the best decision for yourself and your family. So we're going to go to this for the remainder of the, you know, we'll come back maybe 10 minutes before the end of the show, but in the final, we have 20 minutes. I definitely want to hear this, and then we'll finish it out another day, probably tomorrow, because this is so important, some of the things that David Stockman has talked about, and what you need to actually start to do, and grasp how deep this whole thing is. Because once you know how deep things are, you realize what you need to start to do to position yourself accordingly. So we're going to go to this video, and then we'll come back 10 minutes before, and we'll talk about it. Listen to the radio show.
I'm Greg Hunter. Welcome to USAWatchdog.com. With us, the best-selling author, number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list of this book, The Great Deformation. You can see the name at the bottom, David Stockman, former White House budget director. He's got a very deep resume, financial expert extraordinaire. David Stockman, thank you for joining us today on USAWatchdog.com.
Very happy to join you, Greg.
I saw, and I want to start here, because this book is a message, and the message is clear, and it's backed up with your vast experience and data analysis, and I saw you on a CNBC interview recently. I think it's Fast Money. And the guys interviewing you couldn't even maintain eye contact with you. And they were just like, oh, gosh, no. Man, you were just one fact after another about how bad the economy is. And at the end of the interview, and about how much debt we cannot push into the system anymore. Right. And at the end of the interview, they say to you, well, that's one view. And I'm thinking, How many views can you get with that kind of data? Are you finding this pushback from mainstream media in general, not just CNBC, but in general, when you're out talking about how the die is cast, that the economy is going down, the markets are going down? Are you getting a lot of pushback?
Oh, there's tremendous pushback, but that's why I call it bubble vision. My view is not in accord with the authorized theory that everything is awesome, that the central bank and Janet Yellen are totally in charge of our destiny, that the world economy is in great shape, maybe stuttering here and there, a little oil's taking a dip, but everything will be better soon. That is what I call the mainstream narrative. I think it's totally wrong. You raised the image of my book there. I spent 730 pages trying to lay out why we are in a giant artificial bubble created by the central banks over the last several decades that's nearing the end. It's at its apogee. I think the world economy is now plunging into an unprecedented deflation, recession, period of shrinkage that will bring down all the markets around the world that have been vastly overvalued as a result of this massive money printing and liquidity flow into the Wall Street and other financial markets. So obviously they didn't want to hear this, but it's interesting. It was actually the host who didn't want to hear it. He is a CNBC regular. He's part of the daily dog and pony show. You know, the water's warm, stick in your toe, buy some more stocks. Actually, many of the panel members are as skeptical of where the world is going and the markets are heading as I am, only they can't say it on the air. They told me afterwards. So,
wait. They actually told you, Dave, exactly. You're right about this. It's tanking. They actually told you that offset?
I mean, not all of them, but some of the members of that panel are pretty serious students of the financial markets. They haven't completely lost their sanity in this great artificial phony bubble that's been created. But it's very rare that they bring a pure dissenting view onto the screen on CNBC. About once a month or so they invite me. I guess I'm the token dissenter. But look at the markets. We're off to the worst start for a year in history. The markets are down anywhere from 10% to 30% around the world. In fact, the other day in my blog, David Stockman's Contra Corner, I posted the fact that 40 markets around the world, including the the stock market in Canada, Brazil, and China, and many other, Japan at that point, are down more than 20%. 40 markets are down something like $8 trillion in market cap and are technically in a bear market. So that is fairly inconsistent. That is a note of dissonance, not coming from skeptics like me, but from the marketplace or the world itself. They try to ignore that whenever they can on bubble vision, because bubble vision goes by the hour and the minute. There is no memory there. There is no history. It's all, I guess the market is in good shape today because Facebook posted a good quarter yesterday. That's about as far as it gets. That's, a measure of the superficiality. But it's part of why this whole central bank driven era of what I call bubble finance is so unfortunate and dangerous, actually.
Why dangerous? Are people just, first of all, why dangerous? When you say it's unfortunate and dangerous, why is it dangerous to the
public? Well, it's dangerous because it has lured in an awful lot of innocent people for the third time this century. They got killed in the dot-com bust. They swore not to come back in. I'm talking about regular people on Main Street who are trying to provide for their retirement or their family or to build their balance sheet. Finally, they came back in just in time for the housing bubble to crash in 2007-2008. Something like $12 trillion of market cap was wiped out in the great meltdown that fall and winter. After swearing, never again, and I think you could hear that over and over during and after the Great Recession, in the last 2 years, as Wall Street ramped up the market one more time, by huge amounts, not based on really any economic performance, and we can talk about that. I think the retail investor waded in again. The sheep lined up and unfortunately are heading for the slaughter one more time. Now, I think it's very hard to see how this baby boom generation, you know, there's 10 million people or 10,000 people retiring a day, can afford one more devastating crash in their stock holdings. And that's unfortunately what we're heading for. So that's why I say it's dangerous, because when the bubble breaks, it will obviously spill and flow throughout the Main Street economy.
Is this bigger than any other in the past?
Yeah,
other, including the Great Depression.
You know, I think we've been building a bubble year by year since the early 90s, and the earlier crashes that we are so familiar with, dot-com and the housing crash, were only interim corrections that were not allowed to work their way clear. The rot was not effectively purged from the system because the central banks jumped right back in within really months of the corrections and doubled down in terms of the stimulus and the liquidity that they pumped into the market.
You have said, and let me read this, that you just can't fake your way anymore with this market. And you said that to the fast money crowd, and they just, I mean, their faces were, you know, and to explain that, you can't fake your way in this market anymore.
Well, I have pointed out that Wall Street continuously tells you that, well, the market's not that overvalued. After all, you know, it's trading maybe at 16 times earnings, and that's only a tad above historical levels. What they forget to tell you is those are forward PE multiples, price earnings multiples, not based on what has actually been delivered and reported to the SEC under penalty of jail time if you don't use proper GAAP accounting. But what instead they're talking about is what I call the forward hockey sticks that come from the Wall Street sell side, that conveniently forget GAAP accounting and make all kinds of adjustments and exceptions. They call it earnings ex items, and items are about any charge that they can conjure as non-recurring. And as a result of that, they delude their audience, they delude retail investors into thinking that all is well, and you have a decent chance to gain ground in the year ahead. Here's what I pointed out and why they were somewhat flummoxed. Earnings on a GAAP reported basis, that is what is actually filed with the SEC, peaked at $106 per share on the S&P 500 last September. I don't mean September 2015. I mean September 2014, 5 quarters ago, at $106 a share. In the quarter just ended, earnings came in at barely $91 a share, meaning that already, before real recession has even set in visibly, earnings are down by 15%. You would never know that by watching the financial media day after day. But actual earnings are down 15%. They are expensive. The market is exceedingly expensive. That's about, even at today's price, 21 times earnings. And therefore, the whole, the whole refrain that you get from Bubble Vision about the valuations of the market is terribly misleading. So when I say fake it, what I meant was that even the Wall Street version of earnings is going to be hard to maintain as the global recession sets in. And then investors are going to suddenly discover that the market is drastically overvalued. They're going to want to get out. They're going to want to get out all at the same time. And that creates the kind of selling panics that can take the market down. I pointed out that we've kind of been in no man's land for the last 700 days. The market is struggling to stay above 1870. That's the S&P 500. It first crossed that level in late March, 214. It has had 35 efforts to rally and break to new highs. None of them have been sustained. And my point about that is that that's the way bull markets die. In a world of bubble finance, in a world where the central banks have distorted and falsified the markets and pricing, bull markets die a slow death with a lot of, false bounces, dead cat bounces, as we call them. But I think it's pretty clear now that after 700 days, the speculators are beginning to understand that buying the dips, which is what kept levitating this market in the past, no longer works. For 700 days, it's been failing, unless you're an adroit trader that can move in and out of the market by the day. So I think we're in no man's land now, and we're close to a real break. And when the market breaks below decisively 1870 on the S&P 500 and stays there for a few days, then we're heading for a very deep correction that I believe will last all of this election year and well beyond.
You said in the fall, when the majority opinion, they can't raise rates. They won't raise rates. They can't raise rates. And you were like, no. No, they got to raise rates. Yeah. They're going to raise rates. They got to raise rates. Boom. Take a bow. They raised rates. Well, now the Fed came out late last week and said, we're not going to raise rates this time. Do they still have to raise rates? Are they going to raise rates?
Well, I think they've painted themselves into a ludicrous corner, and that's actually going to work to undermine confidence. What they did was they kept the money market rate, the short-term rate, at zero for 84 months, which is just incredible. It's almost lunatic, really.
It's never happened before.
Nothing like that was ever contemplated historically. If you went back 15 years and you ask even, a liberal interventionist, the Keynesians of the day, if you will, is it feasible that in an economy that's not in depression, and our economy wasn't since 2009, that you would have zero interest rates pegged by the Federal Reserve for 84 months? They would have looked at you as if, you had a screw loose or two. And yet that's exactly what the Fed did, and they basically ran out the clock. In other words, business cycles don't last forever. No one has repealed the business cycle. This one now is getting long in the tooth, and the Fed got, worked itself into a corner where it still had zero interest rates when the recovery, at least by historical standards, was almost over. So now I think they're between a rock and a hard place. Their credibility depends on raising the rate, even if it's just by little pinprick amounts, 25 basis points, because they've argued that this massive quantitative easing and this long, long, unusual, almost crazy period of zero interest rates was the cure that was going to solve everything and put the economy back on a firm, sustainable, growing footing and all that. Well, to come in now and say, you know, we're going back to zero, that the whole thing flopped, that everything we told you for the last 7 years has not materialized, I think would utterly shred their credibility. On the other hand, the markets have been so house-trained on constant injections of liquidity and a backstop, or as we call it, a put under the market from the Fed, that they're desperately hoping for relief. And so you have the Fed, therefore, I think, in the next few months, hopping from one foot to the other, trying to say, on the one hand, all this is work, the economy is getting better, and on the other hand, scared to death that the market will lose faith, go into a hissy fit, and experience a deep plunge that would set the recession fully in motion. So I think what you're going to see is kind of what you saw last week. Their statements said nothing. Now, let's remember, the statements they put out after a meeting are basically a pro forma weather report on the economy in the very short run. They're essentially...
Okay, everyone, we've got to get ready to get out of here. I hope you were really paying attention to what David Stockman was saying. Very, very important. We'll definitely talk about this this week. It's very important because things are where they are for a reason. It's all coming unglued and it's purposely done. These are the indicators for you to get ready and to position yourself accordingly. We will have a today, tonight, for those of you that have already signed up for the membership class, we will have one tonight. And those of you that would like to sign up, there's still time for this because it's going to be on a monthly basis. You can sign up for, I think we have one on Wednesday this week. Wednesday of this week, we'll have another Wednesday and tomorrow. Tomorrow's also a class also. So if you're interested in that, just email me or give me a call. I want to just thank you all for listening today. Be prepared. This thing is definitely coming apart. If you haven't made way as far as your pensions or things that you can control, look at that. It's better to lose something than to lose everything. Position yourself accordingly. Just want to thank you all. We'll talk about that later. I want to thank you all for listening. Much love, much respect. And never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Peace and
girl, talk to you soon. You are rich. Nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.